Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry about that. Damn, I tried to call in using Skype, and I guess that shit wasn't working. Anyway, I did my opening song to Bad Trek at 7:30 Dips, Think Big. I really like that song. I chose it because it has a nice beat. has a nice, it grabs, it holds me. Like, I'm thinking big. Like, I'm thinking bigger than just being an adult star. I'm thinking bigger than, you know, being a model, production company. You know, I just think big. And that song explains a lot of thoughts that people have when they have, like, an idea and they want to express it to a whole different level. So I don't know how much y'all heard, how much y'all didn't hear. I've been drinking, but it's okay. Anyway, like I was saying, I have some special guests. They're running late. I'm in New York. Had to touch down and bless the state again with my presence. I'm giving shouts out to Brooklyn. Y'all holding it down with y'all big game. Hopefully the other boroughs will be able to come up and step up. Harlem, Queens, Bronx. Long Island is excluded because not until last in July, they represented. I can't even complain. I can't even front. So you know what I'm saying? So tonight's topic is going to be for the, like, with men. How do you like having your dick sucked? You know, it's several different ways that you could go about it. And then, ladies, what's your favorite positions? How do you like a man to eat you? I mean, we're just going to be nasty because this is a nasty-ass show. So, you know, I don't know how you guys like y'all bedroom talk, bedroom action. Me, I like to talk shit. I like to tell a dude, fuck me harder, you know, bite on the clit, tug it a little bit. I mean, shit, I mean, I know what I like, I know what I want, and if he's not doing a good job, it's my duty to tell him what to do. So let me see, who am I going to blast? It seems like for some reason you guys still don't get it. Taking dick pictures and angling the camera to make your dick look bigger than what it really is, y'all are killing me with that shit. There's a certain person on BBM from another country, Africa, that sent me a picture of his dick. Shit looked nice. I sent it to my girl, told me he was 11.9, lying. So, you know, it was my duty to check it out. I look at it. That nigga was 5 inches short. Damn, New York, why the fuck y'all always got to lie on y'all shit? I'd rather y'all just tell me y'all got a small dick and let me just wreck y'all that way than to lie on your dick and get fucked up, and then you get blasted. Luckily, I don't have his pen in front of me, but I'll pull that shit up. So you ladies won't be fooled by that damn camera trick. I'm telling you. Dudes, just be easy, because we don't lie on our pussy. I mean, some of them might send a picture of a pussy that's not theirs, but I assure you, everything y'all see on Freaky Friday and in between is mine. I had a few people inspect it today, and they was just like, wow, that shit really is yours. So, while I'm waiting for my guest to get here, I have a friend from West Palm Beach that wants to get in. His name is Bruce Almighty. So I'm going to bring him on the air so he can chop it up and, you know, pay homage to me as I come on his show. And we have, like, a really good time. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him on.
What I do?
Hi, Bruce, baby. How you doing?
I'm good.
Tell the callers about you real quick.
I'm Bruce Almighty, founder of Here First Radio, PalmBeachUnderground.com, HereFirst.net, Bootleggers Made Me Famous. I'm all over the place. I do production, I DJ, host mixtapes, do radio, event planning, a little bit of everything. And I'm a fan of Chocolate Mommy, of course. And I was listening to it, to your topic, and like, I'm gonna be honest, I like hair sloppy. I want her to be spitting all over it, and just, I like it sloppy.
You like it sloppy?
Yeah, I like sloppy hair. Like, her just drooling all over it, spitting on it, sucking on it, making it pop, all that noises. Just, yeah, all that good shit.
Okay, so do you like when they be up under the sack?
That don't really do much for me. I mean, if they do it, it's cool. I mean, but it don't really do much for me. I mean, I think, man, look at it like this. Like, I'm an animal. When I get hit, I love it when a woman's an animal. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's willing to be nasty with it.
Oh, so you want her to be nasty?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm trying to multitask because I have somebody's manager. So, you know, I don't mean to be rude to my callers, but, you know, I'm a businesswoman, so I'm trying to handle my handle so my show can go smoothly. But keep talking about the sloppy, wet, juicy, popping, slurping head, because, you know, that's how I get down.
Yeah, that's how I like it. And I love it when she make noises when she doing it, and like when she play with herself when she doing it.
We will do a player because it's adult explicit. Just tell them to come in, or they can go into settings and put disabled, because if it's enabled, then they're not going to be able to see it.
Go ahead,
Bruce. Finish talking, sweetie.
So tell me what else you got going on in New York. Because I haven't been, you know, able to tune into the show that much. I've been, you know, I be on my own grind, and I try to tune in when I can. So, you know, it's you always have a fun show. Believe that.
I'm like so fucked up right now. I ain't even gonna lie. My special guests are late. I mean, I swear, I've been stressing all fucking week, but, like, this peach Bacardi is, like, so good right now. Like, I'm in a zone. Like, seriously, I'm in a zone.
Well, I mean, I should have been in New York partying with you.
Yeah, you should have.
And I'm waiting on you to come back to Florida again. You know, I didn't know you knew my people 100 pounds now.
Oh, yeah, me and Honey, we go back three years strong. Hold on, we have another calling in. Don't you go nowhere now that I got you.
Yep.
917, you're in the building. Who's this? Oh, hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, how you doing?
Good. You got something you want to say? How you like your dick sucked?
Just nasty, you know, just spitting, just fuck it real hard.
Okay, now that I got two guys on the phone, I have a question, like, is it cheating when a female uses her hand and she's, like, jacking you and, like, slobbing you at the same time? Is that cheating? Because I think that that's cheating. I think it's just helping you get to where you need to come real quick, like, you know what I'm saying? Like slurping and sucking, you got that wrist action going, like.
Wow.
Bruce, I mean, he's like, you know, I have a wicked ass tongue, I'm not going to lie, so, I mean, shit.
I put it like this, like, it takes me a long time to come from head, period. So it's like, you try to make it fast, that'll probably make it take longer. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're going and doing all the hand motions and all that stuff, that'll probably slow it down. But I usually, man, I'm not into it. I don't really care to come from head because it takes so long. I'd rather just, you know, head is usually like just a jump off, the start the party. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what I think? If she's experienced and she's a veteran dick sucker, it didn't take you that long.
I didn't
take that long. Because if she hits that line up under your sack and she is molesting your nuts with her mouth, and then she go back to your shaft for your dick and the tip of your head, man, ain't no reason for your ass to be holding on to that nut for like 15, 20, 30 minutes. Give me that.
That's nasty.
Nasty is so good, though.
It is.
That's what makes your toes curl. That's why Bruce ain't saying that he likes it like that.
Hey, look here, man. Head is an amazing thing. Like, it's... Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I... women always brag. I think the women that brag on their head game is probably just like you said about the dudes that brag on their dick game and don't deliver. Because I do something like if a girl is not doing it right, I just let her keep going until she catches lockjaw or something, man. Women that aren't good at it, you know, they need to, I don't know, watch some porn or something, like, you know, shut it at or something, because you know, worse than bad head.
Me personally, I mean, eating my pussy is good, but sucking your dick is better. Because I'm in control. I control you. Then after I make you pop and I swallow and I keep going, I'm in control. You know what I'm saying? I like to see you be like, ooh, stop. I'm sensitive. Hell no. Nah. I like to grab your legs, bring you down to me. I like to be the dominant one.
So you nasty.
I know, you missed all that when I was in Florida. I know.
That's funny.
No, and the thing that's funny is I had her on the guest of my show, right? And we were in there having fun. But she had a rush. She had to rush out there for a photo shoot. She had came down here with so much to do and so little time. You know, I didn't get to show her the power game, but one of these days.
You know, that's the story of my life. So much to do, very little time to do it. Like, I'm in New York for, like, 3 days. I want to extend it one day to give a borough a chance to, you know, bring it back, but it ain't going to happen. I guess I'm going to have to go down south and, like, kick shit on these niggas and be like, yo, for real, like, let me tell you, y'all game was whack, you know, but it's okay. That's what they do. That's what they do. But I'm going to go ahead and let me see. I think I'm going to play this song called White Boy Wasted. This is by Shrek and Freaky. Hold on while I get this out there.
Gangsters ambitious. We getting this money. Holla at your boy.
Knocking out the beat, but I'm no beatboxer. Cooking these rappers alive, they just lobster. Nasty imposters, I mix them with my pasta. Bust them down, knife in the fork, my shit proper. Shorty wanna suck on my dick, I won't stop her. I'm a double pump in the mouth, I won't pop her. Anything for me to fuck, okay, mama, let me put this daycare in your mouth. I'm Big Pop, drop top in my Beamer, riding dirty, looking cleaner, but that long as train smoke. When I talk, I'm a steamer, I'm fresh, I'm fly, I'm super duper high. All the kids be pointing at me when they see me floating by. Other people put their love in, bitches take the stomach by. Shorty cheating on a man, trying to tell me she don't lie. Talk real shit, every word I wrote. Shit so real, every word you quote. Drugs on bars, every word you dope. Rap about money, but you know you see this pill, all I'ma take it. See this penny, I'ma take this 7:30 in this bitch. Every white boy takes this. See this blunt, I'ma face it. I'm higher than a station, 7:30 in this bitch. Every white boy face it. See this pill, I'ma take it. See this penny, I'ma take it. 7:30 in this bitch. Every white boy face it. See this blunt, I'ma face it. I'm higher than a station, 7:30 in this bitch. Every white boy face it.
What? Freaky get it, rockin' on. Jovi is my poppy. Yeah. If you stick me in the socket, I could start a spaceship rocket. I got bitches that I'm fuckin', and I'm drinking with they hugs. I stay fucked up every day. I'm a wolf and rose bucket. I'm a weed and pharmacy, but stop getting me. Stop get me. Hit the mall like Muhammad. I'm the same. Shorty suck me in the movie. I'm a cherry lemon smoothie. I got bitches. I got money. I turn hustlers into groupies. If you pour me in the cup, your breath would taste like a new Bentley. Think I can't drink no more, but take me to the ABC. I'm the shit. I'm the freaky. Yelled out equal freaky in the club. I'm the new Michi. Bob Ross to paint me.
See this pill, I'ma take it. See this penny, I'ma take it. 7:30 in this bitch. Every white boy wakes it. See this blunt, I'ma face it. I'm higher than a station. 7:30 in this bitch. Every white boy wakes it. See this pill, I'ma take it. See this penny, I'ma take it. 7:30 in this bitch. Every white boy wakes it. See this blunt, I'ma face it. I'm higher than a station. 7:30 in this bitch. Every white boy
wakes it. White boy wakes it. boy, I stay white boy waste. Keep them stacks in the pot, keep that green on the street, and drinking that heen.
Gangsta's ambitious.
Alrighty, that was White Boy Wasted by Bad Trek and Freaky Zeke. Seen that video the other day, and I'm like, wow, I'm really feeling that. But I really like Think Big. I don't know why. I just got to play it back. Hold on. Bear with me.
Bronx, they crybabies. Wow. Okay, I would have thought Long Island would have been weak.
Nah, Long Island, one of them should have been a porn star, girl. The way he was handling my ass had me up in the air. Oh, shit. Like, he has a good dick. I actually could have been sprung off of that, and that's a compliment because cops don't get sprung on nothing. When I hit you on and you trying to come back, I'm going to throw you up the deuces. I'm going to holler at you.
Okay. So what you getting into since you've been out here then?
I've been fucking with Brooklyn. Like, Brooklyn, I was shocked. Like, really? Like, my dude came through last night, stayed the night. He did the little lovey-dovey shit, you know, gave me my attention and my affection. Then it was back to business. One dude came through. I fucking slept for a few hours.
Okay, so
that's why I'm like, let me find out I got that rock of my baby.
So you've been pretty stationary. You haven't been outside of Brooklyn.
Nah, they've been coming to me.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, I don't know. But, you know, I got a date tomorrow with the guy, was it Brooklyn Bully? He won the date with me, so he gets to spend, like, the day and the night with me or whatever. And, oh, damn, he's from Brooklyn. Wow. We ain't fucking, so it don't matter. We just going out on a date.
Okay.
So if he plays cards right, I might film that. I need some new footage for my site.
So your experience out here wasn't that bad, was it? That you're going
to go around? No. Matter of fact, I'm trying to, what is it, Bricklayer? Yeah, Bricklayer, he's trying to give up the business.
Okay.
That's all people, ain't it?
So we're going to have a semi-good review when you go back.
Semi. But, you know, it's going to always be somebody to fuck it up. It'll be going good and strong, then here come a premature ejaculation, or a motherfucker that just ain't used to tight pussy, or somebody that's just going to lose their mind and just have some fucked up pillow talk, and I'm just going to be like, oh, my God, I'm going to muggle his mouth with a fucking pillow, like, shut the fuck up. Damn.
Well, maybe that's the first time go around. What about the second time go around?
Man, sometimes after the first time, I don't even want it. That's just like...
So first
today I had to go the second round because I had to get me because I haven't been doing nothing before I came here. I was saving up like, okay, I'm going to give them the business. I'm going to give it to New York. I'm going to give them some fresh, held on to it, build up. So
okay.
I had to get that off this morning.
Oh,
and it was rock-a-bye, baby.
So first impressions is everything with you. Like, if you don't get it right the first time, I'm wild.
Yeah, I learned that a long time ago. But, I mean, I understand sometimes things can happen because it's like it's two people getting in touch with their bodies, you know, colliding and stuff like that. So you got to get in sync. You know what I'm saying? So I'm willing to overlook that. But then the second go around, your shit whack. Yo, I don't even want you to finish. I want you to get the fuck up off me and get the hell on.
And I'll tell you about yourself. But most of the time, you probably telling them about themselves the first time around because there is no second most of the time from what you're saying.
Yeah, look at them like, are you serious? Like, you know I ain't fucking with you no more, right? You know when you walk out the door, don't you fucking call me. Like, you know that, right? So, like, what's your favorite position?
I would have to say doggy style.
Really? I could see you as a rider.
The rider depends on the person. It depends on the person. So that's a position
okay.
That, like, it depends on the person. Like, it's something I don't, I like to do it, but it depends on who I'm doing it with.
Okay, now when you're hitting it from the back, do you contract your muscles because you can, like, make him come when you want to, or you just like that long stride of the going in and out?
Sometimes I contract, sometimes I don't. It all depends on how he's hitting it from the back, because everybody can't do that back there. I think dudes think there's no real technique to hitting it from the back, but it really is. I've had my experiences where it's been whack. Like, really? Just like a dude would say, a chick don't know how to ride, there's niggas out there don't know how to do doggy either.
I believe that. Answer this question for me if you can. Why is it the niggas with the littlest dicks always want to roll you over and hit it from the back and that shit just be falling out? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. The same little niggas that go out and buy Magnums and then they got Magnum dicks.
Like, you know that ain't gonna fit.
I don't know who told. This is what I think. In my personal opinion, and, you know, as women, we have a tendency to stroke the male ego. And so, unfortunately, that little dick nigga that we come across, women before us have stroked their ego. And so they're just, I don't know, living in their own reality that their dick is big when it's really, it's not. And so you come across a chick like yourself or me and it's like, really? Sorry. No.
Unless that little dick is paying some massive ass bills, I'm going to be like, yo, for real, like.
Not me. I can't even, I have to be happy.
If his mouth game is good, then, you know, we might be able to compromise and improvise. But I'm not really big on people going down on me like that because not everybody know what the hell they doing. And that shit is so fucking irritating because I can look down and watch a dude eat my pussy, and if he not doing it right, I visualize me slapping the shit out of him like, what the fuck? And that's kind of rude.
I would stop you, though. Like, I've done that. I've stopped. I've actually saw a little, you know, little dick and was like, I had one dude. I had one dude one time was like, oh, it gets bigger than this. Oh, so you know you got a little dick. Okay.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Okay, now, what happens when you come across something that's too big?
Here's the thing about that. Like, even if I thought I wasn't up to the challenge, I handled myself very well. So I can't answer that question.
Okay, well, after effects. Was your pussy beat up? Was it puffy? Was it bruised? Did it look like it belonged to Bad Boys? You know. Puff Daddy, like, you know.
I don't think it was beat up. I just think it was like, I guess because I knew what I was like, kind of like getting into. So I just, and maybe the person that I was with was not like rough. So I guess it was just a matter of, come on, I had like two babies. So it's just a matter of like working it in there, and then once your pussy gets adjusted. That's it. I mean, only thing I will say, though, I can't handle big cock in my ass. I can't do that. That's something that I just can't do.
Of course, you can take a little dick in the ass. You will do that.
Yeah, I will do that. That I will do. But big cock, nah, it's too much. No. Mm-mm. It's too much going on. Yeah.
You're good because I had this guy, and I don't know what the fuck I was thinking about because he was well endowed. I kind of, like, talked him into doing it, and, you know, and by the point, we started doing it all the time. We fucked more in the ass than we did in the pussy, and that shit was good. I was nutting from it and everything, but then we stopped. then he wanted to start back up. Nah, nigga, I'm sorry. Like, nah, I don't even know what I was thinking. I must have been smoking crack and just didn't know it, just didn't have evidence of the pipe or nothing. Because I think back now, like, damn, that was a big-ass dick. It was like damn near soda can action. I don't do that now. I mean, I hear, like, if you take it in the ass and it makes your ass bigger, your hips spread, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm so
no,
good.
I don't do anal too tough. I mean, but when I do, it's a great size. It's not big. It's not small. It's just right. Like, it works. Like, I'm there. But when it's too big, it's just like, for me, I don't know about, I can't speak for everybody else, but if it's too big, it's the healing process afterwards. I can't. Like, I could do it. Sure, I could do it. I could get into it, but it's the after effect. I'm the motherfucker walking
like,
around.
You gotta sit down and you gotta sit in, like, tubs of hot water to get your ass, like, you good. You my hero.
Yeah.
You
well,
are my hero.
So I can't. I'm like, nah, I'm going to stay over here. I can't shit. Mm-mm. I'm okay.
Now, the next question is, when you're sucking a dick, do you include everything or is certain things you exclude?
I include everything sometimes and sometimes I don't. Like, the one thing that I have not mastered, and I asked one of my girlfriends, is swallowing. I cannot. I've tried, and I know it messes up the moment. I've heard that my girlfriend's tried to show me tricks. Can't master it. I've even, somebody told me about some spray that's called Deep Throat that I can numb the back of my throat so I don't have to taste the taste. But I can't master it. I can't, and I can't find that spray.
Me personally, and like when I'm sucking it, it's like I'll make sure it's like right there at the back of the throat. And I feel the one that's ready to come because the head expands and it starts popping. They're veins in your dick. Yeah, that's right. I'm a dickologist. The vein in your dick starts to throb before you get ready to come. So then that way I gulp it and I don't taste it. And I'm saying, because niggas don't understand, y'all sperm is nasty unless you done ate plain pasta for about 2-3 days, ate some vegetables and some fruits. Other than that, y'all shit nasty. I know them taste good. That shit tastes like strawberry milk. Y'all shit. Hell no, I got a bite to it. So, you know, I'm supposed to be making a little video on how to give head and swallow without tasting because I very rarely taste any cum.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah, you really need to do that. I would buy it. That
because
be
when
good.
That shit is going down the throat, girl, you can't taste it. So then that way you can keep doing what you're doing and, like, make the motherfuckers run.
Yeah, one of my other girlfriends was like, when she does it, she kind of gives the illusion that it is, that she is swallowing, but she didn't. And it kind of trickles out of her mouth, but she's still sucking on it. And then, done. Like, but she was like, the way she does it is just not, it's not like pouring out or she's spitting it out. It's just like she's still sucking on it while he's coming, and it's just like kind of like trickling out of her mouth. And it's just, so open off of it. She's like, it works every time. I'm like, really? Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that trick when I don't really want to see that shit, just the thought, but I be needing my protein shake because, you know, that shit be that raw nut, girl, make us thicker.
I don't need
so
to
I'll
be
take
no
a protein shake.
I'll
be like, shit, I may have lost a pound or two. Let me go ahead and swallow a dick and get it back.
I definitely want to master that. That's something I just can't seem to get down pat. But I definitely am up to the challenge.
So I'm gonna go ahead and hook that video up because I'm so smooth with it that one time a dude was like, "Yo, I know I came, but I don't know where that shit went. I'm like, yo, you good? He's like, yo, that shit happened so fucking fast.
Wow.
No, hey.
That's
my shit. That's my shit. That's why, that's one thing that I haven't done, is done a video with that so people can see that, yeah. Yeah. And I did Tiny Chat last night, and I got fucking banned. How the fuck I get banned for playing with my pussy, but 3 weeks ago, me and a chick get to them? I swear, motherfucking internet snitches. It's probably some nigga that was mad that I ain't let him come over and get no pussy last night, or it's probably some bitch at home catching her husband looking at me and probably alerted fucking Tiny Chat. But a town bitch like me just recreated a new one, so I'll be doing Tiny Chat again real soon. I want to do a Tiny Chat giving head. I think that shit would be so fucking dope.
That probably would be. What's up? I'm not really familiar with Tiny Chat. I was being it was being explained to me tonight about how it works. So I'm kind of new to that.
Live is live webcam. If you got a camera, you can look in. If not, you can sit there and watch me, and you can, like, chat with me.
Oh,
I mean, I'm multitaskable, but I can't suck dick and type. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of hard because I need to focus on what I'm doing so I can fuck him up and get him out the way. Like, bloop, bloop. You know what I'm saying? Like, giving a nigga a two-piece, like, pop, pop. You know, like, bob and weave.
So now, I noticed that you are straight hardcore, though, but do you, like, cater to, like, fetishes or, like, people request?
Yes. If I can find somebody to come suck my toes while I'm in New York, that would be so good. I got my toes done. See, I got to send it to the camera. See the little design right there? And I want to do some balloon fetish shit. Like, I done seen niggas jacking off to balloons and stuff like that. So I might take a balloon and put it between my legs and be humping it and shit like that, playing with my titties and, you know, see what kind of freaky motherfucker come off that. Then I'm going to find some other fetishes, like some stockings. A friend of mine turned me on to the cock box. That shit was kind of dope. He lay on the ground. He got this little sheetrock board with a hole cut in it, and I stand on his dick. And, like, I take my feet and be playing with it and flipping that motherfucker around and stepping on it, and he'd be like, oh, man, I got wet off that. That shit was cool.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. What about the dominating ones, the ones that want to be dominated?
I'm kind of scared of that because I got some emails a while ago, and this dude was like, he wanted me to use a strap-on. How can I fuck you in your ass, and I don't even want to be fucked in the ass, and you a man? I have a problem with that. Or, matter of fact, I was at a club one night, and I ran an ad on Craigslist because I was fucking with this adult magazine, and we needed some subs. I didn't realize how many men want me to put a collar on them and tell them what the fuck to do. So this dude, he was black. He fucked me up. Like 6'5", nice body, nice face. I'm like, yo, you want me to dog you out? All right, cool. I went to the car, got some lotion, had this nigga massage my feet with some lotion in the middle of the club. Then I'm like, yo, suck my toes.
So you got your fetish off.
Man, niggas in the car, I'm like, who is this chick? I'm not mommy, nigga. I'm twitting like, yo, this nigga is sucking my toes in the club, and this shit is feeling so good. Like, I need to find me another one of those. But, yeah, I'll get into some black leather and some high heels and smack a nigga on his ass if that's what I need to do. I mean, shit, I'm open, like, you know. It's a bunch of freaks everywhere, and I'll cater to them. I really will. I mean, it's nothing.
Okay, so have you ever, like, dabbled in, like, the phone sex operating thing? Like, you could do that from your house or?
Yeah, I did that, and I couldn't do it, like, really, because you had so many motherfuckers that wanted me to act like a little girl. People already say I sound like a little girl, but you, a grown-ass man, asking me to, you calling in, asking me to act like I'm 12? No, I'm going to cut your ass out. No, I can't do that. Somebody wanted me to humiliate him because he had a small dick. I'm like, huh? He wanted me to, like, just fucking humiliate him because he had a small dick. I'm like, how do I do that? Like, I'm not used to that. I'm like, no. You're going to jack your dick because I'm telling you, you ain't shit, you little dick fucker, and you're just going to sit. Hell nah.
I noticed, like, I did it for.
It's crazy. There's some crazy ass people out there in the world, and I'm just not one of them. Hi. So, fuck that. Like, if your dick is small, it's going to stay small.
Like,
if you want it to get big, then it'll get big. So, I don't know. My guest is in the house. I have Shrek, y'all.
Hey, what's up?
I'm calling on your phone because my Skype isn't working too well. 718-766-4661. And then just press 1. Oh, you guys can have a seat. I'm not going to bite.
Okay.
Oh, I'm back, Mommy. I'm doing good. Yeah?
Hello.
Okay. Nice to meet you. I'm surrounded by Spanish Jews. Oh, my God.
That's like the biggest sneaker store.
Oh, yeah.
On my feet?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get you. I'm the first one. Oh, okay. Got you. Okay, everybody. We have Bad Trek in the house, so he's going to tell us about his movement, his music. You missed it earlier. I said about my show with Tuesday.
Yeah, JR's on that song now. That's why I was going to be on the radio and shit. Me and JR Ryder.
I like that. So go ahead and talk about yourself.
What you want to know?
Let me see. Where are you from?
From all by way of Louisiana.
Yeah, you moved here when you were 7.
Did your homework?
Of course. I sure did. You got some nice legs.
I do.
Yeah, because I seen you when you was outside doing the interview, and you had on the green and black sneakers, and you was eating, and your dudes was eating, and he was in the back, and you was talking, and, you know, I was like, damn, he got some nice legs.
Thank you.
They're good for running, so either you run from pussy or you run to it.
I mean, I don't run from nothing.
Oh, shit. What's your favorite position?
I like to be on top.
Why?
Just the controller, I guess.
Well, what if she wants to be on top?
That's cool, too. But you actually was my favorite.
Okay.
You ain't asked me about no one else.
Oh. Ooh, slick. I like that. guys? Hello?
I'm here.
Can you come, too?
Oh,
hey. Oh, okay. This is a man thing. I'm a giver. I don't like my PCA like that. I like to cut. Yeah. I like to swallow. I'm going to make a DVD. I'm going to make a movie, a video on how to swallow without tasting.
Wow. She got talent. Give it up.
Oh, wait, I need Craig to volunteer for
Craig. Oh, man. You're going hard in the paint, Lee. Thank you. What's the fuck? Thank you. Shit.
Girl, Shrek is cute as fuck. I'm feeling the tattoos. I let my kids listen to your song, Fast Food.
Mm-hmm.
We cracked up. Like in the beginning. And they was just like, wow. My kids are old.
Mm-hmm.
Do I tell my age?
They will be.
No, I don't give a fuck. I'm 41.
What?
Yeah. So, my daughter called me today, and she started reciting your song.
Mm-hmm.
And we just busted out laughing.
That's dope. How old is your daughter?
She's 20.
Oh, yeah.
She's 20. Yeah, all my kids is fucking. Even a 15-year-old. Every time I do his laundry, I'm finding condoms. I'm like, yo, y'all fucking more than y'all mom. Damn. You can hook me up with somebody from Harlem that can fuck. Because, like, yo.
I know some people.
Because, not looking good for Harlem.
Word? That's crazy.
You ain't been on my site?
Nah, I must have not have, huh?
I'll
be watching. I like live stream porn.
You ever thought about making a movie?
Nah, I don't want to do porn.
You sure? You want to be behind the scenes?
That could work if I can get some paper. I'm all about check.
Yeah, we can get you some paper. We can put you on the mask, and you can do from behind the scenes. And
I got too many tattoos. I couldn't even do that. That's not even possible. My whole body's tattooed. Like, what I'm wearing, suit with my meat out the suit. A black suit with a mask with my meat out of it.
You ever thought about getting your dick pierced?
I did. I thought about getting the pearl or some shit.
Really?
Word, I was going to do it. I was going to go
for it. I've always wanted to fuck somebody that had their dick pierced. I heard that was like,
I was
going to
get
really
some sneers on my shit. Like,
right?
like going around, beat it.
Do me a favor, hold your hand up. Whenever a female asks you to hold your hand up, she's trying to see how long your dick is. Because from hair to hair is the length.
Girl, damn,
he's working with something. Look at that.
That's a great guess right there, B. Hey.
I'm a dickologist. I mean, that's all I do. It's just like, I have a lot of girlfriends. I fuck up a lot of people. I talk shit. As of right now, since I've been here, the niggas I've been fucking, Brooklyn has been representing.
Brooklyn been putting in work?
When I came in July, that shit was so fucking whack. Yo, I blast New York niggas every time I'm on the show. I don't know what it is.
Where you from?
North Carolina.
Niggas out there pulling your back out?
Nah, they ain't doing it either.
What?
I'm just an officially thorough bitch. Like, I'm not saying that I can't be fucked up. I just haven't met anybody to do it yet.
I could do it.
This whole round will work. I mean, at least I made some people, I met somebody that gave me the option to sound off. So, I mean, that's a start. Other people are like, damn, are you serious? What are you going to do with that?
She's shutting down the fight before it even starts.
Let me see. We're going to play Burning Up.
Yeah, boy, be stuntin', you see I'm really hot. Fall back, honey, stuff them in a drop. Niggas wanna be me, these honeys think I'm hot. Cause I'm cherry red, and that viper drop. Red brim, red rag, my shit is insane. I hustle every day, I really do my thing. You know I got that buzz, that fuckin' push a main. $1 million nigga, ain't never touched a cane. That bass be bumpin', my 808 jump. I know you hear me coming, it's beatin' through the trunk. You niggas know you shinin', you see I really suck.
hotter than the sun, and I give them what they want. I'm burning up, 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 I'm on fire. I'm burning up, 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 I'm on fire.
Body on the block, all white shell top, top. GMS and J on the tongue, it don't stop, stop. I seen it fly cutie, made the coupe make a doobie. She said you burning up, but that's a 7:30 doobie. Standing on the couch with the lean in my hand, trying to sit on the shorty, trying to get her to leave a man. And a man took notice, started coming out his office. Just like 1, 2, 3, my man knocked a nigga out. Cat pop, I burn it up, but it come back every time. Show you how you cop from poppy, show you how you duck a swine. Everything I pull up in this mind, the fuck is on your mind?
I'm burning up, 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 I'm on fire. I'm burning up, 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 I'm burning up.
Pretty on the pussy, I use PS to rock. Pirelli Quizzy on the busy, come in, mommy, open. I stuffed the Twinkie in the Mizzy, started choking off the crust. Then she got into a groove and sucked the creamy feeling. Okay, I beat the prissies off you if my money show. Cause I'm pussy or busy, can nobody tell me. And if you stick and take my pussy, that's when the 40 goes. I'm not talking 808 when I say my shit make you jump. Cause my bass be bumping, make the fiends step it up. Like they said, 30 years and you thought you was going home. Creamy cushy and guitar, you can see me through the chrome. And I'm finna take you out this business, 7:30, yeah.
Got me bumping, my 808 jump, jump. I know you hear me coming, it's beating through the trunk, trunk. You niggas think you shining, you see I really suck stuff. Hotter than the sun, I'm not giving what they want.
I'm burning up, 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 I'm on fire. I'm burning up, 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 I'm on fire.
Hold on to it, or we gonna have some fucking problems.
It's an interview and it's like, it's like crazy in there.
Why you tell me?
I didn't put everything together. But I didn't. But really, we was waiting for Deke. Deke just got here mad late. He was in North Carolina. He went today and came back today. So I guess he missed his flight home, the first one, and he caught the last one. He's just getting back now. I'm like, it was already like.
Sorry, he's supposed to be calling in, but I'm gonna get you back. I'm gonna play it back, and we're gonna rewind it back. Now, we were just playing "Burning Up." So tell us about that song. What inspired you to write that?
That song? I don't know. That song is so old, man. Like that song is like 2 years old at least. It's like the second song I ever did.
So you got some more shit coming out, right?
Yeah.
So like.
I'm shooting a video on the 20th for this song called Becky Is Crazy with me, JR, and Z.
Becky?
Yeah, Becky.
What?
That's the name of the song, Becky.
So what are y'all going to be doing in the video?
It's just going to be a bunch of girls and shit, really.
Is anybody going to be giving up Becky?
Huh?
Is anybody going to be giving up some Becky?
Is that what it's about?
You got that look in your eye like, yeah, I need some official head in my life right about now. So I was going to ask you about when you were going to do something for the ladies, because you pull up my site really
quick. I got this other song called Fuck Like a Dance. That's for the ladies. You fuck me and my man Ralph. You remember Ralph Rockefeller?
Yes.
Me, Ralph, and Deke is on that.
Ooh, Fuck Like You Dance.
Can you fuck like you dance?
Okay, oh, you fuck watch it. I thought you said, can you fuck watch the beer?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to share my site with Trek. And so he can make some music for me to do my things too.
Let me take a look at this.
All the ones like that are by me. That's me too. My name is Chica. I have a tattoo right on top of it. I was playing with Chica. I have a scene with me and a female.
Uh-huh.
And I have one with the dude from Harlem.
I'm a pornologist.
Oh, word?
I just watch a lot of them.
Oh, you right up my alley. I can't watch it.
You can't?
So, like, what is your favorite part of it? Like, the money shot? Like, the finish?
Nah, I'm not one of them. I know, yo, my cousin, Beastie Wiley, shout out to my cousin, Beastie Wiley. That's all he watched the porn for. I remember he got that DVD, 101 Cum Shots. It was like a cum shot after cum shot after cum shot. It was like an hour and a half of cum shots. Just talking about straight money shots. Like, it was 101 Cum Shots. That was the name of it.
Oh, my God.
You didn't need a bumper?
What'd you say, sweetie?
Huh?
I was about to talk to you.
Hey, what's up, sweetie?
I said there wasn't a buffer involved or anything, huh? Just straight shoot.
Yeah. Come shot.
And he says that with a serious face, like, oh no. This is my perception of Shrek. Shrek has this serious look on his face, but he's meek. He devilish as fuck, y'all. Like, Shrek looked like, when he's fucking you, if it's a mirror around, he gonna break your flag. He with the flag. You know what I'm saying? And when he on top, he got off the shit, especially if you talk shit to him. Because, bro, he got some nice, thick-ass legs. And the fingers is long. I'm telling you.
We know how you feel about
the fingers. You might be right.
We know how you feel about the fingers.
Yes. So I will look at a man's hand. But you know, it's 25% room for error. But Drake said I was right on the money.
Hey, wow. That's why I had to laugh.
Oh, boy.
So do you eat pussy?
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was like
maybe how old was I? Like 12, 13? And my uncle was like, he's at the Thanksgiving table, no shit. And my uncle was like, yeah, this is Shrek again. You know, TV getting pussy, and then I started laughing, right? And they was like, yeah, you eat pussy? And I'm like, hell no, I don't eat pussy, I'm like, 12 or 13. My mother was like, boy, are you stupid? If you don't eat the pussy, the next nigga will. This is at the Thanksgiving table. That's what my mom told me at the Thanksgiving table.
So, from then on, I said, damn, but my mother's telling me to eat some pussy. Maybe I need to eat some pussy. Yeah.
You know, Black Friday, your ass is eating pussy.
Word.
Wow.
Yeah, but the question is, can you eat pussy?
Who?
Oh,
man. Throwing me in under the bus in a line of fire.
Wow, he got some nice lips, girls. Y'all need to go on YouTube.
Got a hole on my lips.
He just did this thing with his lips. Chica just jumped, y'all. Wow, y'all need to see what I'm seeing. Like, oh my gosh, I'm just. I don't know what to say. He's like, he's going with the flow. Okay. What do you have planned for 2011?
Just to work hard, man. And I got to be one up one of the double XL freshmen. Those gonna be a problem. I'm putting that out there, double XL.
Oh, shit, that's a water shot, y'all. Man, take heat. So when are you gonna come to North Carolina? Cause you said there's a lot of stuff in the South.
I should be in North Carolina, like, before Christmas, definitely.
Okay. Wiley Coyote is 102 James.
Yeah.
And you were like, be blessed that you.
What's up? Shout out to Wiley Coyote, my nigga. 102 James, I'm with you, baby. Shout out.
So you can say I did my homework. I did my homework.
What's
like,
name again?
Okay. Oh, I'm gonna tell them about that. My name is Kate. I'm not trying to be frustrated.
What's going on?
Oh, Roy, that was an. Oh, I need to do a lap dance with Shrek.
Oh,
Shrek is nice.
You're crazy.
So, what's the wildest thing you've ever done?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Have you fucked up one time? I don't even think I never even had a threesome before.
What?
Word. Have I? See, I probably haven't. I don't even. If I can't remember it, probably haven't had it.
Oh, shit. One of my specialties right there. Remember each other by, so I'm going to make this video. I need you to hold the flag there. And, you know, I'm going to send it to your email. He seemed to lie and said he had 9 inches, first of all, because he was about 3 short. So I had to go ahead and make an example out of it. And, you know, people love it. I'll be going hardcore, believe it or not. Those are just personal tips for my day. Like, because I feel like once you do that, you have, like, a label. Like, even when you get out the business, you're like, oh, that's that bitch that sucked about 10 dicks one day, took about 5 in the ass, and shit like that. And I'm just like, I have to really think about that. So I'll be a tease and then fuck on the side and put it up and let people see what I do and then visualize. Because my DVD is like,
Is that already?
Mm-hmm. No, that's not mine. I'm going to give you a copy of my DVD because I want you to think about your next song because what I do. Seriously, on my DVD, I use hip-hop artist tracks. I have a video calendar, and people give me their music. You know, I have a couple of Gunk Rider artists. Ace Hood is on there. It's, like, really nice. People listen, they be like, oh, shit. I talk shit, too. But they be like, damn, we're not to be fucking. It's really nice. You got your dick, right? Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. So I'm like, hey. So I'm just like, okay, Shrek needs to make something. Because
I can use Fuck Like You Dance. Fuck Like You Dance. We just mixing it. It's getting mixed right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably going to be a single and shit.
Really?
Yeah, probably. It's going to definitely be on the radio, like, Hot 97 and shit.
Yeah, because I'm going to, I got your whole mixtape. I'm working on the CD, and then I have it playing. And then, you know, I have, like, a lot of DJs that like to do breakout music down south. So, I'm, like, I really fuck with you. I go hard about it. Me and your assistant, fuck with her.
He's Peter,
crazy.
Shout out to Peter.
Yeah, because I can call her something else. So, you
F-I-D-A.
She better be listening. I told her I was going to go hard on you. I'm like, you know, I'm trying to be nice. I'm being professional. But inquiring minds want to know. So I was just like, you got to make something for the ladies. Because, you know, us ladies like to buy music.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our new boy, our dun-duns, our men. Like, yo, I like this song. Baby, I need you to go buy the CD. And, you know, I want to be able to be in my little car listening to you.
You're getting fucked right there.
Is it going to make me play with myself?
It should.
What?
Because I'm a fuck so slick.
You fuck slick?
Do I? What the fuck?
Would you fuck in front of people?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I have done that before. Like.
What?
So, you
is
know,
it on tape?
Nah. I've done that before.
Okay, the last
no, Diplomat's been on a long time.
Yeah, they have.
So imagine what that role was like 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, no shit.
Me getting me taking a fortune cookie.
For word.
Okay.
I've seen
the last
a whole
girl you
lot
fucked.
Of shit.
What did she say about you? What did she say the difference? Good, the difference, lack.
Spectacular.
Did you go in? I mean, like, are you a fucker or are you, like, take your time?
I get straight to business.
What? Have you ever made love? Or you know nothing?
I'm still getting straight to business, though. Wow.
Damn. Shrek is like the Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Wow. I don't know what to say. Like, I thought she was gonna be like not a nerd. Well, I thought she it was gonna take a lot to bring you out.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was gonna take a lot to bring you out.
Sometimes I'm just like a nerd. Just so people.
Word.
I like doing that.
So have you been to a swingers party?
Mm-hmm. No, I never went to a swingers party.
Why?
Just never went. I'm not, that's not my scene. I'm like a sneaker nigga. But I play video games.
But the swingers party, like, is really nice.
I bet
it's
it
like,
is.
I went to one when I lived in California, and it was before I even was like this. I was shy. They only had a dress code and a jacuzzi, no clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy and his wife was like, my wife thinks you're really pretty and you should get in a jacuzzi with us. And at the time, I'm having a problem looking at this man and his dick is hard and he has no clothes on. And I'm just like, wow. I was like, but now, shit, you want to go? You know, like, it's different. You should try it. I mean, it's like a big party, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see, like, girls, like, 3-4 girls at one time getting it in. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But they need some dick somewhere in there.
Well, in the equation, right?
Yeah. I mean, because dick is good. The right kind of dick. I don't know about Harlem dick, but the right kind of dick is good in any situation. And so I feel like, you know, when you have a bunch of girls together, whether they're using a strap on or a man, dick is still there.
Word. Good point.
That's
after
true. You lick it, you gotta stick it.
Booty in a circle. What is that?
Oh, that's this dude that made a video and he stuck that on there. I haven't even had a chance to look at it. Any stars on it?
Not yet, no. Nah.
I guess we're not missing much. That's the thing I like about my site. People can interact.
Oh, that's a nigga peeing off. I want to see that.
They can put their own videos. And by the way, for the month of December, you're going to be a featured artist on the site. So, like, a lot of, on my site, you're going to be a featured artist. So a lot of your music is going to be on there. And this whole thing that we're doing is going to be on here. And if there's some behind-the-scenes shit, it might be on there. Don't worry. I'm not going to be mean. I'm going to be nice. Be real nice.
That's what's up. Nice is good.
Bad is better.
Good point.
So, like, what's, like, your top three fantasies that you haven't fulfilled that you would like to have fulfilled? Top three fantasies.
I want bones, like, in the rain, on the car outside, like a hot car. On a plane. I want to drive them out.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. Let me think. What else would I want to bone? Maybe in a McDonald's. I want to get it in a Mickey D's, always want the bone in McDonald's.
Before I ask you, eat your Big Mac.
I'm a vegetarian. I don't even eat it.
Oh, what?
I don't eat it.
You know how you say the word pussy? That shit is so sexy, like.
It's crazy.
Damn, I've never had a dude that can say the word pussy and that shit just be like, ooh, you know what I mean? Damn.
But word, I want to go to like McDonald's or something like that, like in the bathroom of McDonald's, or like maybe on the register.
Wow.
Or just a public place, like where people could dead ass me, like, or get head on a bus, like while it's mad, like a crowded bus, like a public. City bus, you're getting the top, like. Had an old lady looking at you like, I know he's not getting this stuff. Like, word. I mean, like, that'd be hot. Or like in Central Park, just like on the Great Lawn, like, you know, right there. Cut off right there on the Great Lawn, like.
Oh, shit. You're on the air. Hello,
914.
Yo, what's poppin'?
What's poppin'? What's goody, Shrek and Finish, your boy?
Oh, who freaky? What's Gucci?
Baby, you know I had to stay up with you, baby. I had that good fight. I want to tell everybody part in the game. I had to fly to NC. I had to get my restaurant in order. Bro, they know about the restaurant
thing?
Yeah,
they know about Palmetto's on Elm Street.
They don't know I was boning in the kitchen. They ain't know how I was boning in the kitchen before I got on that plane.
You boned in the kitchen?
Yeah, right in between the garbage and the refrigerator.
I was just talking about boning in McDonald's.
Oh, my God. That is funny because I told Fida I was going to fuck with Zeke about his restaurant. Like, he probably got some special sauce.
that's the pudding pie. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right.
You will know what I pudding there. You will not know what I pudding there. Yeah, the pudding pie. What's up? Room boy sounds sexy.
I was trying to eat there before I came out here.
What happened?
I tried to come to the restaurant and eat before I came out here on Wednesday, but I didn't have enough time. But when I get back home, because I'm from Greensboro, I'm going to go there and eat.
Yeah, so you should already know how we give it up out there, hard body. We pop it hard in the borough. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's Palmetto's, my nice, fine cuisine. There's an upstairs quiet spot. Then there's like a VIP quiet spot up there. We could put the curtain on so you can eat more than just food, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jiggy eat pussy, but he doesn't eat everybody's pussy. You're right. You're right.
Oh, no, I ain't. No, nah. But believe me, I got my napkin that I wrap around my neck before I go down. You know what I'm talking about? Nom, 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 nom.
I like a fat clit and all that, where I could just pull a joint back with my lips and get busy with it. I really like Audis. Yeah. Yeah. Cars and clits. And I like the lips too. And you can pull the lips out a little bit, tie them up in a knot and all that good shit with your tongue.
Mm-hmm. Well,
can I just be ready to tell everybody what I have? Well, you don't got lips, you got long lips, so you got an Audi.
We're gonna find out.
Hmm? What'd you say, baby?
It's kind of like an Audi.
Audi? Is that a good thing?
It don't matter. Audi,
anything. It's pussy. Yeah, it don't. As long as the pussy is there. I like when she tell me she coming so I can stick my tongue in there and get busy and get all that syrup out of there.
Oh my god.
Freaky good. I could tongue fuck you. You know what I mean?
That's an old school move.
All right, I want to have my nose on your booty hole while my mouth is all in the pussy.
That's an old school tornado
talk. That's that finger in the butt talk.
Oh, women, you like that too?
No. I put my finger in your butt.
That doesn't mean you like the rim. Oh wow!
Ain't nothing wrong with the brown eye. You know what I'm talking about? What's up? You like it in your butt?
We didn't have that discussion. Not if your dick is big. No, I like a nice size dick or whatever. But, you know, if it's too big, I don't like a ruined dick. You know, 8-9 is good. But you ain't looking too good for me right now because I've been getting some whack dick, Harlem included. You know what I mean?
Hey. Well, everybody got their share of whack pussy, too. You know what I mean? it ain't no state. They just got all good pussy. I tried.
What makes pussy whack?
Pussy, I don't know. Like if she dry up, it's some joints that just stay nice and gushy. It's some joints that don't get too gushy, but just nice enough to feel. You can feel the suction. I don't know. Sometimes when you in some pussy, you feel like you getting head while you fucking. You know. But some bitches, one time I was boning this bitch. She was mad. Her pussy was all good. It's tight. And then next thing I know, it was sore on the side because I was scraping it. Because when you bust it open, she start bleeding and all that shit. That shit get kind of crazy sometimes.
He sound cardboard pussy.
Sometimes it's, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like some pussy just ain't no good. I don't care how fine she is. If it's whack, it's whack. And I'm the type of nigga who get up right in the middle of it. Tell her, get up, get out. I don't got time. I cut the lights on, or the lights are ready on. I just hand her clothes and tell her, get up out of here early.
No, you're not a nigga, because I'll be throwing that shit to the dude.
Cause I'm a pleaser, you know what I'm saying? I tell you, you just sit on my face and all that. I like eating pussy when we getting into it, you know what I'm saying? And if I bust early, because I ain't no front, and maybe one of them days shit so good, I bust. I get down there and make sure she's satisfied. And I want you to bring toys to the party. I ain't one of them niggas that, oh, you got this here over here. Bring the bullets, bring the dolphin, bring the rabbit, bring all of that with you.
Bullets, dolphins, rabbits. Everything. Right.
Yeah, bring those here. Let's get busy with it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm anywhere with it. I'm on site. My dick is out early. I'm old school. I'm back in the cowboy days. I keep my shit on the holster. I'm pulling out early.
Don't give me no soft shit.
Hey, no, it's not sexy. You're supposed to look at it for the creative side.
Oh, all right. But it's porn, though.
Yeah. It's going to make your dick hard.
What you got over there that do that?
she gave me a DVD. I thought it was a porn. I'm like, you know how we do it with porn.
Like,
oh,
y'all
yeah,
blowing
like
copies from my niggas.
Yeah, like I'm a horny nigga. I'm a horny nigga. I'll bone all night and then throw the porno on.
Word. I do the same shit.
I don't know what it is. Like, after you bone, it's like you just want to keep boning, and then when she sleep, you want to still be boning. So, like, unless you sneak up in that, or you get tired of it. Like, I'm tired of boning. Let me put a porno.
So what you do? You watch the porno and then bust on her butt?
on her mouth?
Word.
If she sleeps, she might not know where it's going to be at. She just might be walking outside. You're like, girl, what's that on your side of your face? What's that under your chin? Like, this son of a bitch.
Oh, shit. Oh, you're stupid. For real. And I was like, I'm not even going to front. I was so nervous about fucking with you and Shrek because I didn't know what to expect. And I'm glad that you're not in my presence because it makes my job a lot easier so I can concentrate and fuck with Shrek because Shrek might not put me on the spot because I had already said in my mind, like, when I'm doing this interview, if Zeke tries me, I was going to let Shrek take over the show, and we was going to fucking get it in. So be it. Yeah, be, you know, you'll be bringing the title back home to New York. But I'm good now. I'm straight. Let me finish drinking.
Yeah, what you mean you good now? You what you mean you good now? You're not going to evaporate from Earth after this interview? Shit, your time is limited. Your time is limited. And you from the borough? And the end club is right there. We could go right to the club. I got the keys. We go right to my restaurant.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Or in the club. Really, really, we going to start in the club. We going
to
start in the club.
Are you challenging me to a fuck off? Are you challenging me to a fuck off? Because I accept. What's good?
That's what your mom says. Yeah. It all sounds good. I've heard it all before. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like to brag. I don't want to brag. I want my actions to be the talk. I don't want to sit there and tell you, oh, it's like this and it's this long. This steak, come see it. Nah, you come see yourself and then you talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I want you to tell your friends so I can fuck them all.
Oh shit. Oh, I got a few. Couple of squirters, everything. I've been working on you and Shrek. I mean, all week. You know what I'm saying? I've been looking at your interviews on YouTube and your songs and all this other stuff like that. That's why I know a little bit about Shrek and the legs and stuff like that. And I was just like, okay, I'm prepared. I'm ready to go into battle. You know what I'm saying? But now, I don't know.
Nah, it's not over by no means. Though. And you know what? Girls are shiesty. Niggas always talking about men ain't shit. Niggas. I'm over here. I was talking to this girl. It was two girls over there. And we was out partying. We chilling. I met these girls, whatever they talking. So Shorty was twisted. So she was like, give him my number. Shorty was like, all right. She gives me her number. The friend gives me her number. So now I'm talking to her. And we conversed, and she getting it in. So I seen her other friend who was twisted, so she was like, why you never called me? So I ain't say nothing. So now she, the other one, the one that was supposed to give me the number, gave me the number, and now the one who snuck and gave me the number is mad that I got her friend number. What's really good with girls like that? Huh?
They should have just been honest and been like, yo, we both feeling you. You would have knocked them both down, and everybody would have been fucking happy.
That's what I'm saying. But some girls don't want to tell their friends they bi curious and want to carpet munch on the low. Some girls is nervous to let their friends know that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of girls be wanting to
like
carpet
that.
Munch.
I don't have no friends like that.
Where
we
the fuck? Where the fuck you been at? I've been in the same world all this time.
Yeah, we will fuck you.
We will fuck you. We mobile. We will come to you.
Good. I got a weight bench in my studio, too. I've been waiting to check out. Word.
You're funny.
I've been waiting to do that, too. I'm serious. Ain't no
This conversation is really me stepping to y'all. This ain't for the viewers to be like, oh, freaky talking. No, if y'all talking, what's up?
Oh, I'm here to Sunday.
You here to Sunday?
Yeah, I'm here to Sunday. Then I have to go back home to the borough.
I'm talking, you know, Shrek, you know, all that later. Over these airwaves, my nuts might get chopped off. I done woke up with the knife out now. I got a permanent bite mark tattoo on my back because I got caught.
Yeah, my nigga, you should see her little... A little setup right here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she got the creamy petroleum jelly, and she got gel baby oil. Let's see what's in the little drawer.
I speak like a man, and I already said that when you came in and you saw that. Those are my beauty secrets. When I get out of the shower, I don't dry off. I put baby oil on first, and then I dry off. Instead of using lotion, I use my creamy petroleum jelly,
mm-hmm.
and then I use the baby oil gel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I'm going to fuck, I'm going to use KY Warming. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I need to try that his and her because I heard that shit is good. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had your dick sucked with Pop Rocks?
With who?
You can't get that pop in your mouth?
Oh, that don't sound good.
No, it's real good.
Wait. Get your dick sucked with what?
Well, pop rocks, my nigga.
With a who?
You know the candy that pop in your mouth?
Oh, hell, the shit that Mikey died from? Nah. I don't want my dick around. Nothing Mikey died from.
No, see, word. I'm telling you, if the right person doing that shit for good, I'm telling you.
Pop rock?
I'm going to go.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go.
Would
you get
a go with regular saliva?
The
nigga, yo, Zeke, Los and Cuzzo with me. They talk about we can't eat out. You know, we ain't let bitch put the pop rocks in the mouth.
I'm going with straight saliva. I'm old school with
it.
You can do a chill well song.
No, I'm telling you.
Farewell from the east side.
Give me like 10 minutes with the pop rocks, and you will be like, oh my God, this shit so good as fuck.
So if somebody come in your mouth with the pop rocks, you're going to just chew the candy and eat the cum at
them? I'm not going to chew the candy. I mean, because when I suck dick, I don't taste your sperm. I'm just that smooth. I should just go back down my throat. You know what I'm saying? That's why I told you I'm going to do the video on how to give him and swallow without tasting. And then, you know, I keep going.
Some girls might like the taste,
though. Y'all should be nasty. Unless you done ate some pasta, plain pasta for like 2 to 3 days, it gives you like a little sweet taste. Mm. And if you eat lots of vegetables and fruit. But other than that, y'all should got a bite to it. Nah, if they like
eating
that,
Well, I like the taste of cum. I love women cum.
Pussy don't taste.
Yeah, that's
different, but y'all shit, nah. My shit tastes like strawberry milk.
Yeah, you make a nigga want to go eat something. You make a nigga want to find somebody to eat real quick.
I'm going to eat something, that ain't me. I don't know about y'all, but I ain't have dinner yet. Y'all want to go to Little Italy when we go back to the city? Go get some pasta. She's talking about pasta and all that. Let's go to Vincent's or something.
Plain pasta. No sauce, no nothing.
Nah, my nuts gonna be on the gate because I'm eating some sauce. And I'm eating some shrimp and all that other good shit. Put my nuts on the gate.
Thank you, really surprising me.
Shrek,
I heard her talking
about making love and all that shit. I don't know. I never was. What is making love? That's that slow tongue kissing and long dick and shit.
I think so. I'm in the word.
I just need a nigga to beat it up. I mean, just point blank. I just need a nigga to just comb and hit it and just fuck the shit out of me. Help me catch my breath and just leave me straddled on the bed. That's what I ain't experienced in a while. I'm rocking niggas to sleep. My bitch be like, thank you.
Word. with one knee up, and the other one with her leg all the way stretched out, she wrapped, she hugged the pillow and say thank you. She don't want me to touch her.
Why
you
just fuck a black people
for
a minute?
You ain't fuck a black person in a minute.
No, he said one black for a minute.
Oh.
Like, for real. I'll be so good.
I'm sorry. Man, you got me standing out with my legs open right now. Swinging my dick back and forth.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting sight.
Yo, Shrek, what's up? What's up? You going to the show tonight?
Yes, sir. I'm about to call you as soon as I get off there.
I'm about to get off right now. I'm about to call Ash and all of that. Big shout out to the whole 7:30. You know what I'm saying? We in the building telling you that boy Shrek is a problem.
We got a show. That's right.
He got a kinky. He a kinky boy. I'm the kinkiest. I taught the boy what he know. Yeah. But... I love
hey,
y'all.
You know,
like
once
again,
pit bull. You
hold
know
on,
like,
Shrek, let me get this
train, train the pit and let him go. That's what he did.
Yeah, I'm teaching my son. Yeah, we bite.
And that's what I did.
Yeah. We bite and laugh.
Yo, Shrek,
I got to go. I got to get that shit in order to get Jim and Joel's in order. But once again, I apologize, really, because I'm sorry I had to take care of my restaurant. But we will definitely meet again. You know what I'm saying? And I hope we hope both our faces meet the dick and the pussy. You know what I mean? Freaky. 7:30, we in the building. Dipset president. I holla at you. Shrek,
oh,
I love you to death, my nigga.
Oh,
Shrek, I love you to death, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I love you to death, my little brother.
I love
brother,
you,
nigga.
Too. I'm going to speak to you in like 10 minutes. Like 5 minutes. All right. Well, we got the show tonight in Brooklyn. I got to get that was the cue to go to the show. So you going to the show tonight? Nah, I'm not going.
You've been polished chicken enough. Coffee to go shake your ass.
Gotta go be a rapper now. Gotta put on all my other hats, huh?
It's gonna be recorded.
Who knows? I don't know. We always got a cameraman with us.
I would like to see that.
I'll make that happen for you. And I'm doing a sneaker review. Every day I'm doing this. Word.
Really?
I review these today. This is today's review.
So what was yesterday?
I just started today.
Oh,
word? This is the first day. This is the first
day. What's that, like 9.5, 10?
11.
Word? Look smaller.
I'm not a little dude, maybe that's why.
I'm seeing that.
Like 6'2 or something like that. So yeah, that today was the cranberry foam, the red accent. These come out like in 2 months or something like that. So this that was today's sneaker.
Damn, you do have a nice sneaker game. I'll be peeping your feet out on your videos.
Huh?
You do have a nice sneaker game. I'll be peeping your feet out on the video.
Yeah, I think no bullshit. I got like 500 pairs of sneakers. This shit is for real, like. That's Flight Club right there, like. Yo, look, Flight Club, they wall of sneakers. How many sneakers on that wall? That's one store. Like, say 2,000 sneakers on the wall. Plus 2,000 sneakers and, like, at least 500 hoodies. Hat, fitted. There's a Flight Club hat, too.
Oh, my God. Just with the sneakers alone, I will come into your store and bust a nice nut. I just
So, you know, I'm a sneaker shit is like a way of life. Like that's really my. You see that here with me, like that's really my nigga.
Thank you guys for coming. And
next time we're gonna do the interview in Flight Club.
Let me know when I'm there.
Yeah, we just do it in Flight Club.
Oh yeah, I've been putting you on a couple of Twitter trains, messages. So if you be like, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm fucking with you.
All right, let's rock out. Rock and shake. I got to get ready to go do this show. We got a show. I wish I knew who it was. So I tell y'all where to join me. But all I know is it's in Brooklyn. I know it's in Brooklyn somewhere. And then we got a show in Atlanta. So I'm from Brooklyn. I'm going straight to the A, I think.
Yeah, I heard about that show. Yeah. The DJ called me and was like, yo, I got your boys coming down here. DJ Ike Gita.
God bless him. I really don't know.
I got to give my sister respect and my hug. This is my like so nice. We're really business if we got phones that Aaron said.
We talking to each other while we're on the phone. That's just a song. Word. Shout out to people. Thanks. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's listening. What else can I say? You know, it's your boy Pito Green, aka Bash Rec, 7:30 all day. Motherfucking Dipset Soldier, 7:30 General. Your boy, I'm here rocking out with you. You already know.
Thank you for coming, Shrek. Thank you, Fight Club. And, you know, we're trying to help your fantasy come true because I can't believe you haven't had one.
One day.
Like 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, hear that, ladies.
We need participants. Oh, it was nice meeting you. Bye. So, guys, I'm back. That was a hell of a show. Like, wow. Now I'm tipsy. Now I need some dick. What's good? Talk to me, somebody. Big Mike. Hello? Big Mike. Okay, I guess he's not talking right now. Well, I'm waiting. I'm going to play. Let me see. We're going to play Got a Body by Freaky.
Jones. Go. 7:30 in this bitch.
And
know what it is, man.
Freaky!
Shorty like the party, got a pistol and a hearty triple stack. She needs some water. Shorty stripped to pay the water. Turning tricks to pay her daughter. Got a rapper as a lover, and she get me every time. Swear to God, cause I love her. She got a body, you can't hide it. If she wore the Muslim garments, and she catch you niggas slipping, drooling, staring at a donkey. Got you paying for a shopping, got you eating calamari. Never had no calamari, but it's at $100 at the party with a friend. You spit on bottle after bottle. You upset about the bottle, started wobbling on his body. Let you feel on the banana. Said she really wants your body. Feeling like the Don Dottie. Go and buy another bottle. Stupid. Travel state to state, strip club, strip body. Found a nigga dumb as shit. Brought the bitch a Maserati. Told a nigga she got robbed. Dummy furnished the apartment. Gave a chick 10 grand for some jewelry with some diamonds. Slick as shit. And she fallin' in a hole. Rikers Allen. Shorty Stallin' with the Louis. Pussy made him homicidal. Broad day. Blew his brain. Saw a freaky tongue inside her. And she looked and watched him fall and put my tongue back inside her.
Freaky!
Shorty like a party. Got a pistol and a hearty. Triple stack. She needs some water. Shorty stripped to pay the water. Turning tricks to pay her daughter. Got a rapper as a lover. And she get me every time. Swear to God, cause I love her.
Me too.
Shorty like a party. Got a pistol and a hearty. Triple stack. She needs some water. Shorty stripped to pay the water. Turning tricks to pay her daughter. Got a rapper as a lover. And she get me every time.
Now shorty from the party, put her number in my celly. She was waiting in the lobby of my motherfucking telly. She said she had that Becky, so I told her to bring Kelly. I swear to God, they both was kissing, rolling like Pirelli. Rosé, I waste a couple stacks. They was drinking water, going off that double stack. They was feeling frisky, champagne had me feeling tipsy. As they strapped up and I'm always on point in case one of you niggas start feeling frisky. Bang, car very dirty, watch froze up at 7:30. But the rocks in the watch with the bezel on top, can't lie, was off about 7:30. And the fun don't stop, all type of cars in front of the spot. Cause 100 a pop, baby girl, is you coming or not?
Shorty like the party, got a pistol and a hearty, triple stack. She needs some water. Shorty stripped to pay the water, turning tricks to pay her daughter. Got a rapper as a lover, and she get me every time. Swear to God, cause I love her. Shorty like the party, got a pistol and a hearty, triple stack. She needs some water. Shorty stripped to pay the water, turning tricks to pay her daughter. Got a rapper as a lover, and she get me every time. Swear to God, cause I love her.
That was Got a Body by Freaky Zeke from 7:30 Dips and Dipset. I got one more song to play by him, and Home to You Girl. Like, I really like this song. Like, 7:30 Dips is, like, really putting out some killer-ass music. It's some shit that I can fuck with. Fuck with, fuck to, fuck on. Just fuck everything.
When I get home to you, girl. When I get home to you, girl. I'm gon' fuck you right, fuck you right, fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl. I'm gon' do you right, do you right, do you right. So get that good sex ready. Hope you're ready already. I have my mind on my money, now I'm coming home to get home to you, girl. I'm gon' do you right, do you right, do you right.
Party packed right, I'm the feature for the night. I'm moving up like McGuff nephew. Pass the lights, hear the show, rock the mic like the Buster Douglas fight. Ladies drinking up drinks like they heard it all night.
Can I open up this bottle?
Just do it like Mike. Got my girl on my mind like Caesars. Hit the text, what you doing, stinky booty? Slide on the picture text, butt naked champagne. Rose petals on the bed like she missed Vicky's Secrets on the Valentine bed. Kiss the phone, grab my shoes, on the swan dive between the legs. Losing the Olympics cause it's splash, I'm a cause. We can stop and go fishing. Text the back and I said,
when I get home to you, girl, I'm gon' fuck you right, fuck you right, fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl, I'm gon' do you right, do you right, do you right. So get that good sex ready. Hope you're ready already. I have my mind on my money, now I'm coming home to get that.
Get home to your freaky, not playing like I'm hurt. No foreplay, ripping through your clothes, I'm the Hulk. Feel my bulk, the size of have you squirting half super soak. I'ma hold you up, walk you around the room, ride the bull. Got it dripping to the floor like you have Jerry Curl. Twist you like a baton, do the stand at 69. I'ma take you to the bend, mommy, blow my mind. Like you got me execution style, pull it, make it pop. Got your legs shaking, turned you to anemic, let it out. East, west, both your legs like the basketball stars. Then take it to the hole, reverse dunk, make the shot. Supply the whole south with the water, she can stop the drought.
When I get home to you, girl, I'm gon' fuck you right, fuck you right, fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl, I'm gon' do you right, do you right, do you right. So get that good sex ready. Hope you're ready already. I have my mind on my money, now I'm coming home to get out. Get home to you, girl, I'm gon' do you right, do you right, do you right.
Hand between your legs, talking to me on the phone. Wishing I was there with you, doing things that make you moan. Yelling cause I gotta leave, but you know I gotta work. Saying I ain't got no time, you don't think it's gonna work. I know she lying, trying to get your boy to come home early. Ma, I'm not trying to lose you, I'm going hard.
hard, you know it's must have stopped at Tiffany's. Yeah, daddy got you something, made a smile, then she moaned. Whoa, mommy, what you doing?
Can't take it, need you now.
Whoa, hold her for a moment, and I got to position. Phone sex got me all feeling weaker than the AIDS patient. Right before it go, right before I said I love her, I told her.
Man, who gives a fuck about anybody? Especially when 7:30 in the building.
Nah, we give it up, man. We ain't got nothing to do but count this goddamn money. Gangsters ambitious.
That was Home to You Girl by Freaky Zeeky. I got one more song to play before I call it a night because the bitch is twisted and I need to get right, like, for real, for real. So I'm going to play Perco, and this song is, like, really hot. These beats that these guys are using are, like, off the chain. I really fucked with the music hard body. I, Shock Mommy, officially co-signed this music. Not that it really matters to y'all, but hey, what the fuck ever. Perko.
Perfectly percolating, we keep it circulating. The fucking drugs, I love it. My baby mama hate it. A nigga on a mission, that mean I'm getting faded. I woke up in the morning and don't know how I made it. Hit the pills popping, getting money, so I'm spending it. Hitting potholes in my rim, so I'm bending it. Shorty in the truck, at first I twisted and I'm bending it. Depending on the bill, a nigga probably won't remember it. Pharmacies know me, like I got a membership. Never keep a promise, bitch, I don't remember shit. Driving in a circle, I'm heavily sedated. See, I thought I had a booger, it was a methamphetamine. Rolling off them E-pills, no wheels, that's right. Two Transformers, got me fucking all night. Stagger when I step, got a codeine lean. I went to high school high, I was a codeine teen. Perks keep me percolating, we keep it circulating. The fucking drugs, I love it, my baby mama hate it. A nigga on a mission, that mean I'm getting faded. I woke up in the morning and don't know how I made it. Perks keep me percolating, we keep it circulating. The fucking drugs, I love it, my baby mama hate it. A nigga on a mission, that mean I'm getting faded. I woke up in the morning and don't know how I made it. Pocket full of pills, know the game cause I played it. I went to see my barber and got the nigga faded. Cover me, I'm going in. Valium, Klonopin, fighting my addictions. A battle that I never win, no sleep at all. When I'm on that Adderall, I'm crashing like an accident. Promethazine, I'm passing it. Strong got me in the zone, I'm burping, I be tasting it. So if you got your cup, why the fuck you niggas chasing it? Catch me candy flipping, tripping, no luggage. Ever passed me the ass, so I took it like fuck it. Shrek geeked up like Urkel on the satellite. The monkey on my back, and he trying to get the saddle tight. Purse keep me percolating, we keep it circulating. The fucking drugs, I love it, my baby mama hate it. A nigga on a mission, that mean I'm getting faded. I woke up in the morning and don't know how I made it. Purse keep me percolating, we keep it circulating. The fucking drugs, I love it, my baby mama hate it. A nigga on a mission, that mean I'm getting faded. I woke up in the morning and don't know how I made it.
Well, we've come to the end of the Chocolate City, New York edition Shrek and Freaky show. I really had a good time tonight. This is like one of those shows that I will play back and laugh like a motherfucker because I had some retarded guests on my show, which was good. I was drunk for the first time on my show, which is good. So now it's called The Aftermath. So I have to find something to do now that my show is over. Maybe go to a club, a show, or I don't know. Find somebody to come cuddle with me. Big Mike, where you at? No, I'm just playing. my gosh, yo, I need not to drink anymore. What I'm gonna do is like take a shower, put on my pajamas, and lay in the bed and go to sleep. And that's the best thing for me. So I really appreciate you guys listening tonight. Tonight has been cool. Next week, I'll give y'all a full report card of my trip here to New York. And, you know, I'll let some more people live. Maybe the other boroughs will come through in a day and a half. I doubt it. You know what I mean? But special shouts out to Freaky, to Shrek. Vita, you like the best assistant that I've ever worked with. I fucks with you for life. Shout out to my listeners. Shout out to BBM. Shout out to Facebook. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio for allowing me to have freedom to express myself and say what the fuck I want, how the fuck I want to, and you guys listen and tell me how the fuck you feel. This is Chalk Mommy signing out. Good night.